A small, though growing community of people in Indiana drink unpasteurized or raw milk, even though it's illegal to buy it. As WFIU's Julie Rawl reports, the state is recognizing the increasing popularity and is responding with legislation that would label this type of milk as not for human consumption.
In the parking lot of the grocery co-op Blooming Foods in Bloomington, Indiana, dairy farmer Luke Rhodes unloads coolers of milk bottles, eggs, and frozen pork roast.
Yeah, I was going to have an extra milk and eggs, or two eggs and a...
People trickle in throughout the morning to meet Rhodes at the truck, most of them to pick up bottles of raw milk.
Thank you much.
It's illegal to sell unpasteurized milk in Indiana and most other states, but Rhodes isn't selling it, he's distributing it. The customers here all participate in Rhodes' cow share program.
We had requests of people that wanted to get raw milk off the farm, which we knew was illegal, so we pursued what we could do with it, and we found out the cow share program is legal, and we started out with that about 6 years ago with one cow shareholder. We're presently up to about 150.
Think of the cow share program this way. Customers come to Rhodes looking to get raw milk. They purchase a share or two of one of his Dutch Golden Dairy cows for $50 apiece and then fill out some paperwork showing they jointly own the cow with other shareholders. Owning part of the cow gives customers the right to drink its milk, and no money changes hands when Rhodes distributes the milk to the shareholders.
Our son drinks it. We believe it helps him with his allergies. It makes a great yogurt. It's great stuff.
Rhodes says he's been drinking raw milk his whole life because he grew up on a farm. He distributes his milk weekly in Bloomington and Indianapolis and says he's surprised at the great length so many people are willing to go to get it.
People do go quite a distance to get raw milk. They will. I've heard of people driving as far as an hour, hour and a half, and then some families group together and take turns and go.
It's that trend which has some health officials worried. The Food and Drug Administration warns against the dangers of drinking raw milk, and as a result, most state legislators are hesitant to legalize its sale, even in small quantities. State Senator Gene Lysing opposed a bill earlier this month that would have legalized on-farm raw milk sales. Lysing says before raw milk is sold in Indiana, the state will need to establish better regulations.
Having been an old nurse by profession, and very worried, I guess, about the scientific side of that issue, this amendment wouldn't have required anything. It would have just legalized the sale of raw milk. And I really felt that that was just an accident waiting to happen.
Each state has its own special legislation dealing with the sale of unpasteurized milk. And just as raw milk advocates go to great lengths to obtain their dairy, regulators try hard to stop them. Some states have measures that are both strict and inventive. Take, for example, the state of North Carolina, which used to require its producers to color their milk gray to make it unappetizing for consumption. Other states, like Wisconsin, have gone the opposite direction and totally legalized direct on-farm raw milk sales. And when it comes to the debate over whether raw milk is healthy or harmful, there is minimal scientific research to support either side. Andrea Wiley is an Indiana University professor of anthropology who researches human milk consumption. She says renewed interest in the living components of food has brought many people to raw milk. She says the debate boils down to bacteria.
Not all the bacteria that are in milk are by definition good. Certainly the conditions under which cows are raised, the ways that they're treated, the ways they're milked, can also introduce other kinds of bacteria that are pathogenic. I think we shouldn't assume that all of the milk coming out of the cow is by definition full of very beneficial bacteria.
If the bill currently in the Indiana Senate passes, bottles of raw milk would be labeled not for human consumption. The idea is that would serve as another deterrent to consumers who are enticed by the product. Another component of the bill would commission a study from the State Board of Animal Health to assess whether Indiana should legalize raw milk sales. For WFIU News, I'm Julie Rawl.